Richmond's Olympic Oval will be filled with a sea of red tomorrow as Mounties in their iconic scarlet tunics honor slain Burnaby RCMP Const. Shaylin Yong at a full regimental funeral. There's lots of emotions that come out, Coquitlam RCMP Const. Jamie Biz said when asked what he'll be thinking when he steps into his RCMP dress uniform. It's going to be tough to put it on, but also you're proud because you're doing your duty in that circumstance to be able to show your respect, but also be part of that larger group that's supporting everyone that's suffering, that's been dealing with the tragic loss of life. Biz was in Burnaby at Seville Taylor's on Monday, picking up his red coat, which needed some updated badges sewn on. His partner, Surrey RCMP Corporal Hilary Murray, was there too, making sure her own uniform was ready to go. I haven't worn it for a few years, and it feels very important for me to wear it Wednesday just to be able to stand with everyone and show how important she was and still is and her job, Murray said. It's the same job that I do. She was my age. She was in my similar circumstances, so it hits you pretty close to home. The last time Burnaby RCMP Const. Tyler Milford donned his red serge was for photos at his wedding a couple months ago. This time, he said he will be thinking of Yong and other officers who have lost their lives in the line of duty this year. It's been a tough couple months, just what's been going on in Ontario, and just thinking of Shaylin, knowing her from the detachment, Milford said. It's surreal. It's something you never thought would happen here. Sergeant Ben Robinson, who works with the Combined Forces Special Enforcement Unit, said he expects a lot of feelings, a lot of sorrow, when he puts on his red coat. Like many of his fellow Mounties, this will be his first regimental funeral. It's about being there together, the togetherness of the force and being there for each other, he said. With hundreds of Mounties preparing for Yang's funeral, Seville Taylor's has been lined for days with racks of red coats needing alterations, missing buttons and updated badges reflecting rank and years of service. It's a sad, sad thing that happened, and they want to show their respect, said owner Pat Coco of the Mounties who have streamed into his Curra Avenue shop. Rows of red coats with tags attached hung from racks at the shop Tuesday, while others were still being pressed and stitched. All the while, a steady stream of RCMP officers, some in service uniforms and others in civilian garb, filed through the door to pick up the scarlet tunics they will put on tomorrow to pay respect to their fallen comrade. After tomorrow, Burnaby RCMP Corporal Mike Collange said putting on his dress uniform will never be the same again. It's going to be a tough day, he said. We're going to honor Shaylin, and, every time after that I put that serge on, she'll cross my mind, he said. Yong, 31, was killed while attending a transient camp at Broadview Park on October 18. She had graduated from the RCMP's training academy less than 3 years earlier. Shaylin was so proud of her uniform, said her family in a statement published last week. Livestream Const. Shaylin Yang's funeral will be live-streamed beginning at 9 a.m., with the service beginning at 11 a.m. and running to approximately 1:30 p.m. The city is hosting a public viewing of the livestream at Willingdon Church at 4812 Willingdon Avenue. Capacity is limited to approximately 1,800 people, and parking is limited. Shuttle buses will be available free of charge, leaving from the Christine Sinclair Community Center, CSCC, from 9 to 10:30 a.m. and returning to the community center after the service.